Well, the institution we bought had been aimed originally in the late 20s and early 30s at the divorce trade, because that was one of Nevada's key industries at the time, and it was pushed strongly in the early years of the Depression to compensate for other losses. And Nevada legislature had instituted a six weeks residency for a divorce, which made it agreeable to people back east, particularly New York, Philadelphia, the big cities, to come to Reno, and they did. And they started flocking here, and there were many dude ranches, many guest houses, and even the hotels, aimed at this tourist trade for these both men and women who would come here and stay 6 weeks and move on. And the attorneys, of course, were all in the business. The institution I bought had been aimed at that, but by the time I bought it, in the fall of 1938, the tourist business, the transient tourist, was becoming a more popular and prominent facet of the housing industry, and the divorce trade was kind of easing off a bit, proportionately at least. So I converted the Silver State, which had been aimed at the divorce trade, into, because it was individual units with housekeeping accommodations, kitchens, into a motel, and we more or less abolished many of the kitchens and converted them into bedrooms and reoriented the thing towards transient overnight tourist guests.